Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Yesterday, a bill was introduced in the Montana legislature to establish education savings accounts so that children with special needs can choose a school that works best for them. Students with special needs are often the kids in our public school system that have the most challenging time. When it comes to the dropout rate, students with special needs lag behind other students and drop out at higher rates. That makes it all the more important that we provide school choice. When a parent has a child with special needs, the struggle to parent them can be more of a challenge. It can also be harder at school because students with special needs require more help and more resources. That's why school choice is so important. 42 other states have figured this out. It's time Montana did as well. The difference between success and failure for a special needs student might be as simple as a different classroom, a different teacher, or a different school. Maybe the student has trouble with bullying that would simply go away if they tried a new school, or maybe there's peer pressure issues that make it hard for a special needs child to learn. All those problems might be solved with a different environment or a different school. The problem is, alternatives to the public schools can be costly. When families have already paid significant taxes to fund the public school system, they often don't have enough left over to afford different opportunities for their special needs child. The bill that was introduced yesterday could be the solution. Sponsored by Representative Don Jones of Billings, House Bill 322 establishes education savings accounts to help pay for special needs students who need an alternative in order to succeed. Here's how it works. Parents and a child with a disability or a child of a veteran who's on active duty or who was killed in action can choose to leave the public schools where they're enrolled and join the Education Savings Account program. The school district deposits most of the money that would have been used to educate that child into an account that the child can then use to go to a private school or choose another educational option. That money must be carefully accounted for and can only be spent on a tightly controlled list of items. The program's already working well in Arizona, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just have to adopt what's already working. Students don't all start out life on an equal footing. Some have parents that are very involved, others aren't so lucky. Some come from families with great financial means, and others are not as fortunate. Some students, sadly, are born with special challenges that make it harder to succeed in school. It could be cognitive delay or autism spectrum disorder or many other disabilities. But just because people face different challenges is no excuse for us not to provide them with the best possible education in a setting that works for them. Many students with special needs do great in Montana's public schools, but not all of them, and those who drop out miss out on a lifetime of opportunity. In 1908, Henry Ford said, "You can have any color car you want, so long as it's black." Today, that makes no sense at all, and neither does a one-size-fits-all education system. The Montana Constitution says that every child has the right to a quality education. If providing choices and options can help special needs students graduate, then it's up to us to provide every opportunity possible, and House Bill 322 is a great place to start. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.